Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. This is your friend and host, Arish Kumar Sahani. This is Bharat Darshan program. Comes to you every Sunday at 10 o'clock. Please note opinion expressed of individual, not of RBS Radio or Bharat Darshan program. Today is February 17th. It's Ekadasi. It's a very important day. And we have with us Dr. M.G. Prasad, who is the director of Indian American Intellectual Forum for Culture, Religion, and Social Services. We are going to talk to Dr. M.G. Prasad all about India, our Indian culture, and there are a few people who are expert who can be called at any time and can give you opinion on our Hindu culture. So you should be glad that we have people like M.G. Prasad in our community who can be used for the information time to time. Today I'm going to talk to Dr. M.G. Prasad all about what the greatness of India is. Today elections are taking place in America, presidential elections, where we have Hillary, a lady first time, contesting for a president position. Now, this is something new to the West and to the whole Western culture. While in India, woman has played a very, very important role each and every time in history. And it's very important that we Indian, very particular Hindus, should be very proud of our culture, religion, which is the oldest culture in the world. And today, if you see, this is the information era. And during the information era, it has been astrologically predicted that this era, 21st century, belongs to Hindus. It means Hindu philosophy, Hindu way of life will be prominent all over the world. As we are seeing, yoga, meditation, Ayurveda, and our great rishis and swamis are becoming world famous. Recently, our Mahesh Yogi, after 50 years having spreading TM meditation ideology, has passed away. And look at him, he is all over the world. He has millions of followers. So today we'll be requesting Dr. M.G. Prasad, who is the director of Indian American Intellectual Forum on Religion, Culture and Social Services, to enlighten us what woman is, what is the role of the woman, how woman is very important in our civilization, and what role she should play as time comes by now. Dr. M.G. Prasad, good morning, and please, as you are listening to my question, I'll request you to enlighten our listeners how in Hinduism a woman has played a very important role, is still playing a very important role, and what role every woman of the world should play. Please enlighten us on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rishi, and good morning of Bharat Darshan. It's a very important the topic that we have today on hand, that is the greatness of women who have contributed to our Sanatana Dharma and Bharat and Hinduism. It is something like asking how important it is in the human body, the left side compared to the right side. And the only answer we can give is they are equally important, no more, no less. And this is the way our Hindu sages, the rishis of Bharat, have described the women and men. In fact, we can see that whenever we refer to our gods and goddesses' name, we always say that Gauri Parmeshwar, Parvati Shankar, Lakshmi Narayana. So basically what this means is the women who represent the equal half of this supreme being is the one who connects to the other half. So because the reason is the women is a representation of the prakriti, what we call the executive force, executive agency of the will. So, to put it in a very simple terms, in all the things that we do, we have three faculties that we need. One is the faculty of knowledge, then the faculty of desire, and the faculty of action. So we can see that we need all these three in anything that we do. Very simple thing to a very complex thing. The faculty of knowledge, the faculty of desire, and faculty of action. And our sages have told very clearly that the faculties of desire and faculty of action represent the women force, and the faculty of knowledge represents the masculine. So the masculine and feminine are equally important. One cannot exist without the other. One cannot be complete without the other. So this is the equality that our sages saw, and they brought in their advice to us in our life. So that is what we have seen from the Vedic times. The great Rishikas, that is the women Rishis, and those who know, have read, if not, please read the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, where the sage Yajnavalkya, in the King Janaka's court, there was a whole debate to see who is the most knowledgeable Rishi. And then sage Yajnavalkya starts answering questions. He answers all questions asked by many other Rishis. Yet before everybody kept quiet, that no more question, there stands the great women Rishi, Rishika, that is the Gargi. Now she challenges sage Yajnavalkya, and Yajnavalkya was so happy that he got so wonderful questions by Gargi, and the famous debate between Gargi and Yajnavalkya is very well known in the world literature, not just in India, world literature. And the same thing, the great discussion between Yajnavalkya and his wife Maitreyi. So what we are saying from this is, this importance of women, the greatness of women, is something that has been recognized from the ancient times, the Vedic times, the current times in the Indian politics also. As we know, India has produced many great women in all fields. Even in the freedom struggle, we know, have so many great women. Jhansi Rani in Karnataka, Kittur Chennamma. So many, we can keep on remembering and getting inspired about his great life. Even in the modern Indian political scene, we know there are so many politicians who rose to the great positions. And of course, we know, all of us know, the Indira Gandhi, who was Prime Minister of this largest democracies in the world. So it is very clear that India, both modern and ancient, have not only recognized but have made women as the great leaders. And even we know at homes the role of mother. In fact, we know that the great Shankaracharya, who composed a beautiful set of poems, five poems on the mother, greatness of the mother. And so in the field of literature, in the field of philosophy, in the field of politics, and in the field of technology and science, now we know there are so many scientists and engineers and professionals who are women in India. In fact, any documentary on Indian scene nowadays, we can see the women engineers and scientists, women professionals, women accountants. So it is not just in only saying that women are equal, but it has been proven and shown that women contribute to the Indian society, both in spirit and in action and in service.